This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One woman has made an accusation against Judge Brett Kavanaugh in an area where no one else in his life, including both Republicans and Democrats, has found any reason to question his character. That his accuser, 51-year-old Christine Ford, tells a story that has changed over the years and that she is an ardent Democrat, quite critical of the Trump years, does not help her case. Those fighting against gender selection abortion are trying to restrict the use of a new early pregnancy blood test. They say the worldwide gender imbalance is already in the hundreds of millions, and easier and earlier gender testing would exacerbate the problem. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, reminiscent of Hillary Clinton's basket of deplorables comment that may have cost her the White House, former Vice President Joe Biden is now invoking images of infectious disease to call Trump supporters virulent people and the dregs of society. Twitter is blocking ads meant to help abortion-minded women find ultrasounds of their babies. And LifeNews.com tells the story of a doctor's first encounter dealing with a post-abortive patient and how that turned Dr. Roxana Chapman into a pro-life advocate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at LifeNews.com. This has been Life News Radio.